non-radial and non-pleiotropic astrophysical outflows. 11. Simulations of the circumstellar environment of Rai Tau, by C. Sorti et al. Context. There are recent observational evidences that Rai Tau may present two different outflow stages, a quiescent one and a more active one. We try to model that phenomenon. Aims. We have performed new 2.5D magnetohydrodynamical simulations of the possible accretion outflow environment of Rai Tau based on analytical solutions to reduce the relaxation time. Methods. We used as initial conditions the analytical self-similar solution we used to model the Rai Tau microjet. In the closed field line region of the magnetosphere, we have reversed the direction of the flow and increased the accretion rate by increasing the density and the velocity. We have also implemented the heating rate and adjusted it according to the velocity of the flow. The accretion disk is treated as a boundary condition. Results. The simulations show that the stellar jet and the accreting magnetosphere attain a steady state in only a few stellar rotations, confirming the robustness and stability of self-similar solutions. Additionally, two types of behavior were observed similar to the one observed in Rai Tau. Either the steady stellar outflow and magnetospheric inflow are separated by a low static force-free region, or the interaction between the stellar jet and the magnetospheric accretion creates coronal episodic mass ejections originating from the disk and bouncing back onto the star. Conclusions. The ratio of mass loss rate to mass accretion rate that coincides with the change of behavior observed in Rai Tau lays within the range of ratios that have been measured during the period of the microjet initial analysis. This was non-radial and non-pleiotropic astrophysical outflows. 11. Simulations of the circumstellar environment of Rai Tau, by C. Sorti et al.